So the Soppy Soft is at 7. One from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 1990s.
We'll be right back.
they were this week's Soppy Softies at 7. Kicking them off was Chicago and If You Leave Me Now. Chicago, of course, being called Chicago because that's where they're from. Anyway, bass player Peter Cetera wrote that one and he also sings the lead vocals. It did make it all the way to the top spot in 1976 and it remains their only number one. And it also made it to number one in 6 other countries. Then we heard Brian Ferry and Slave to Love. I mean, he's just such a smooth dude, isn't he? And what a cool voice. It's just so good. Anyway, that was the first single released from his Boys and Girls album, and it peaked at number 10 in 1985. And finally, we heard Roxette and It Must Have Been Love. That one was released in the summer of 1990, and it made it to number 3 in the UK charts. It was helped on its way, though, when it featured in the soundtrack to the film of the year, of course, Pretty Woman. And it actually made it to number 1 in 8 different countries. Okay, you know what's going to come next.
And now for something completely different.
You're damn right. AC/DC and You Shook Me All Night Long. I was actually just really getting into that one. Having a little boogie in my seat then. Can you say you boogied to AC/DC? I'm not sure. Anyway, that was that was You Shook Me All Night Long. That one just snuck into the top 40 in 1980, peaking at number 38. It's taken from their brilliant album, Back in Black. You know, last year when Sam Fender who is also a Geordie, was playing at St James's Park, obviously the home of Newcastle United. Lead singer from AC/DC, Brian Johnson, of course a Geordie, went on stage in the Tooth and performed You Shook Me All Night Long together. Now, you know, if you're not aware, AC/DC are playing a couple of gigs in June, and I am very happy because I've got my ticket to see them at Wembley Stadium. Oh, yes. I'm not sure if tickets are available, but if you do want to go, go and check it out. There's also a site called Twickets that I've been made aware of. That's a fan-to-fan selling site. They sell at face value. There might be some available, there might not. But if you do want to go and see AC/DC, I would thoroughly recommend it because they are brilliant live. Okay, let's do clue number one on this one.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Right, what we do here is I'm going to give you three clues to a mystery pop star, and you've got to guess who you think it is. If you get it on clue number one, I'll give you 100 points, or you can award yourself 100 points. Clue number two, it's 50 points. And clue number three, well, that's 10 points because by that point we've kind of given it away. So clue number one this week is she was born Marie McDonald McLaughlin Laurie. And that's all I'm giving you for clue number one because it's for 100 points. Any ideas? I'll say it once more. Born Marie McDonald McLaughlin Laurie. Not giving you a year, not giving you a date. For 100 points.
Panama.
That was Van Halen, and you might have guessed the record was called Panama. Do you know, they've had, Van Halen have had two top 10 hits. Do you know, Panama wasn't one of them, though. It only made it to number 61 in 1984, so absolutely nowhere near the top 40. Their two top 10 hits are Jump, which reached the top 10 in 1984, and then Why Can't This Be Love, which hit the top 10 in 1986. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 90s that just don't get played enough on the radio. But we always throw in a few classics as well. And all of the songs that we do play will, of course, either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. But better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. I say this every week, at least twice. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. Thankfully, we only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. So you are at the right place if you love your music from the 20th century. Okay, let's squeeze another one in, shall we? And I Want You to Want Me. That was their debut release in 1979. It just snuck into the top 30, peaking at number 29. Do you know, despite releasing a further five singles, I Want You to Want Me is their only hit. Okay, I can see that we are rapidly running out of time. So I want to remind you that coming up after me this evening at 8 p.m, it's Andy Furno. He's going to bring you 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And that's his Boogie Nights. And coming up after Andy, it's the wonderful Steve Robertson and a Classic Phoenix. He's presenting 2 hours of classical music. But you know what? Let them two tell you about their shows.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights, every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Sunday evenings from 10 until midnight, it's me, Steve Robertson, and 2 hours of classical music here on Phoenix. One or two pieces you'll probably recognise, and one or two that you may not. A mixture of classical music, Phoenix FM, from 10 till midnight on Sunday.
Saturday. It is on Saturday. He is here 10 till midnight tonight, I promise you. That's an old promo. I think we need to update that one. Okay, let's do a clue number two.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, so I gave you clue number one for 100 points. She was born Marie MacDonald McLaughlin Laurie. That was clue number one for 100 points. Now then, here we are with clue number two. This one is for 50 points. Her first three top 10 hits came in 1964, 1965 and 1967. Her last top 10 was in 2002. That is for 50 points. Are you any closer to working out who it is? Okay, I will give you clue number three shortly, but first we're going to do the birthday bonanza. Here are three records back to back by some of our favourite artists celebrating their birthdays this weekend.
We'll be right back.
Sure, but I think that might be the best birthday bonanza we have done. Kicking us off was the Buzzcocks and Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. And by the way, all three of them are all sharing their birthday on the same day, which is tomorrow. Anyway, he played the Buzzcocks and Ever Fallen in Love with Someone That You Shouldn't Have because it's John Mayer's birthday, the drummer, tomorrow on the 21st of April. It also would have been singer Pete Shelley's birthday a few days ago on the 17th of April. We travelled back in time to 1978 for that one. I mean, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have, it's just such a good song, isn't it? It just missed out in the top 10, reaching number 12, and it's their biggest hit, and it's a gold record. Then we heard The Cure and Boys Don't Cry, and that's because lead singer Robert Smith, it's his birthday tomorrow. You know, I do love Boys Don't Cry. It's a number 22 hit in 1986, and it's a platinum single, and quite right too, if you ask me. Finally, we heard The Wonderful Madness and Night Boat to Cairo, and it's pianist Mike Barson, or Barso, birthday tomorrow. Our birthday boy wrote the music to that one as well, while Madness lead singer Suggs wrote the lyrics. I mean, it's just such good fun, isn't it, Nightbreak to Coracle? I mean, I suppose, you know, a lot of Madness's early hits were just good fun. Anyway, Nightboat to Cairo reached number 6 in 1980. I think round about now we can do our final clue to this week's Geezers, Pleasers, Cheezers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheezers teaser.
Well, clue number one for 100 points was born Marie MacDonald McLaughlin Laurie for 100 points. For 50 points, her first three top 10 hits came in at 1964, 1965 and 1967. And her last top 10 hit was in 2002. Right. Clue number three, and this is for 10 points because I think you should get it for 10 points. This might make you want to shout, but only number one was in 1993 and that came with a boy band. Do you know who it is? I'm going to play another song and we'll do the answer after this.
Superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall. She's in some new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain.
That was Ricky Martin, and it's a bit frantic, that song, isn't it? Living La Vida Loca. It's by far his biggest hit and actually his only number one. It translates as living the crazy life, which is exactly what I'm going to be doing tomorrow in the unlikely event that Coventry City beat Manchester United in the FA Cup semi-final. It will be crazy in my house, I can tell you that much. Okay, it is now time for the answer.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, clue number one for 100 points was born Marie McDonald McLaughlin Laurie. That was for 100 points. Clue number two for 50 points was her first three top 10 hits came in 1964, then 1965, and then 1967. Her last top 10 was in 2002. And finally, clue number three for 10 points, because we kind of gave it away a little bit. This might make you want to shout, but her only number one was in 1993 with a boy band. It's Lulu. And this is Independence. answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, Lulu, and that track was Independence. It just missed out on the top 10. It peaked at number 11 in 1993. It's really catchy, though, isn't it? And, you know, it couldn't be from any other decade other than the 90s. It just smacks of the 90s, isn't it? Now then, as Coventry City are playing in the FA Cup semi-final tomorrow, come on, the Sky Blues, I thought, I can't not play a Cov band this evening. This is the Primitives. The Primitives and Sick of It. Sounded great, didn't it? Anyway, after their massive top five hit Crash, that is their next biggest hit. It reached number 24 in 1989, which was 2 years after Coventry City were last in the FA Cup semi-final. Do you know, you'd have thought it would have been a bigger hit than number 24, wouldn't you? Anyway, that is just about it from me. It's now time to say so long with the long song. And this week we have an absolute legend. It's David Bowie and the song is Diamond Dogs. The long song comes in at 6 minutes and 3 seconds and it's the title track from his 8th album. Andy Furno is up next with his brilliant Boogie Nights. He is the nicest guy in radio, so please do stay tuned for that because we all know what Boogie Nights are, don't we? Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a cheer for Coventry City for me tomorrow during the football and please do stay safe. Play up, Sky Blues. Come on.
just another future song. Lonely little git, stop the bedside, try and wake up tomorrow. They come, I keep my friends serene. They come, oh baby, come unto me. They come, well she's coming.